This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz alongside Ike Reese on this Thursday afternoon as once again the slacker, Spike Eskin, takes off the show to move. Buzz Wilson behind the glass. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. So, do you make your bed every day? Ike was asked on the old Twitter poll today. What do you think the responses were?
Well, I would imagine, yes.
58% said no.
Wow.
Which feels like a shot directly at you. I mean, obviously because of the number 58.
Yeah. Wow. 60% don't make up their beds every day.
Yep. 52% are still selling the Phillies. You got a damn near 50-50 split on that tweet. Yeah. And finally, who do you want the Eagles to play week one? Lions, Rams, or Commanders? So far, 47% of people want the Lions.
Everybody wants the Lions,
yeah.
Huh?
Commanders coming in second and Rams last. What does that mean? You worried, a little worried about the Rams?
That's what it feels like.
It means they could prove themselves correct with a week one win. That's what that means.
Yeah, that's what that means. That means, yeah.
Is Cup still there?
No, Cup's with Seattle.
Oh, right.
No, they got, whatchamacallit? Devontae.
Oh, right, Devontae Adams.
Yeah, they got Devontae and Puka.
Puka.
Kyron Williams.
Wow, it's not bad. Stafford's able to stay after his big skiing trip with Brady, so he's no longer a Raider. Jared Verse here on opening night, he would get smoked. I mean, just by the fans.
Get booed that night.
Oh, I'd get crushed.
See, we need that villain.
I know. He played up.
He played a role and played well.
And he dominated. I mean, he was a damn good player.
One time he tackled Jalen, man, I was mad.
Right.
Like, he literally slammed him to the ground, man. I was... Somebody need to get a penalty right there.
Well...
Meaning one of our players.
And I know that Saquon slowed down, but he was pretty close to getting to Saquon as a defensive end. I mean,
yeah. He was pretty good last year.
Listen,
no, he won Rookie of the Year, right?
Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yes, yeah.
I know. Yeah. All right. I don't need the Ike hands of me being an idiot. I got gotcha. You. All right.
I didn't say you were an idiot. I didn't say anything.
The Fisk guy they drafted is
he's pretty good too. Yeah.
They can draft. Hey,
both of them, yeah.
Versus a Bloomsburg kid, so.
He is?
He didn't go to Bloomsburg. He went to Bloomsburg High School.
Oh.
Yeah, we count that, though.
I'm like, man, how the hell did I miss that?
Something in the water up there. That's where we breed great athletes.
He went to Florida State, didn't he?
He did go to Florida State.
Well, both of them did.
He decided not to be a Husky, which is a little disappointing. It's good to see his career worked out, though.
Getting sacks in the PSAC, could you imagine?
I know. He would have been fine. All right, we'll get some unreal audio from Ike's boy LeBron in just a second. But it's time to check in on Black Gritty from BlackGritty.com, who seems to call when Spike's not here.
BG, haven't heard from you since the last time Spike was out.
Ike, I missed you, baby. But first of all, let me tell you something. I'm about to let you off the hook today, Ike. Okay.
What happened?
IkeSing.com expires tomorrow. I bought it for 2 years. If anybody wants to see Ike go out there and shake it for the Sixers, go to SingIkeSing.com. Today is your last day. I done spent $40 on it, but I ain't going to another year. I'm letting it go tomorrow. So if you want to see it one last time, see Ike shaking that thing.
Yeah, I don't need. I don't need to see that anymore. Yeah, I don't need to see that.
200,000 views and counting, brother. Yes.
Wow.
Wow, that's some numbers there.
Shout out to the 200 people going every month through my link. I appreciate it. No, y'all go see I got there shaking that thing. Secondly, I make my bed whenever I wash the sheets. You know what I mean? So like, once every 2 weeks, once every 6 months, when I be like, dang, when the last time I washed my sheets? Whenever I wash them, that's when the bed gets made, okay? I'm with you, Jagger. For the first time in my life.
Now that's
like,
unbelievable. That cannot be real. Are you serious?
Look, I'm going back to bed. I'm about to mess it up anyway. The only time I come close to making my bed is if a lady's coming through or if I knock.
Oh, so never then? Got him.
No, don't be trying to.
Got him.
No. Let me tell you something. Let me talk about baseball, something important. If I get back on Ike one more time, if I get on this video stage. The Phillies are winning the World Series, okay?
There
what?
I said at the beginning of the season, I can't get on the train now, baby. So through sick or sick, I got to stay with him. I can't lead a team. And now he's rolling a little bit. I feel a little bit better. But we just got to get Bryce going, baby. Y'all were talking about Bryce early, and I was punching the airways. I'm like, yo, let's not talk about Bryce.
I'm nervous, man. I'm nervous about Bryce. I need him.
Hey, Jack, you know how it is. You got the family at home, the new baby coming. Sometimes it's extra stress on you. I mean, you put on extra weight. Bryce ain't hitting the ball like
you're
supposed to. You know what I mean?
Everyone knows I'm down 20.
Hey, you want to take shots? We taking shots. Like, I'm just saying, Bryce got the family. Maybe he got stuff on his mind, so he's got to get him right. You know what I mean? Schwarber's holding it down. And we're all right, though. We're all right. We win the World Series. I'm sticking with it. And we're going to get 92 wins, 93 wins. I'm going to lose my bet on that. But we're good right now. So everybody stay calm, stay cool, stay collected, because we're out here getting them George W's where it matters. Now, again, I think another point, y'all going to talk about Boy LeBron, okay? First of all, I see your tweets out here. I don't appreciate you. You're disrespectful and you're ignorant, okay? You out here talking about a 4,000-year-old man, okay?
I know. I know. It's unbelievable.
Now he's old.
He's 40, still carrying
now
the NBA, and I can't wait to kick him to the curb.
Now he's old.
He sure can. And we got Giannis out here going up against somebody's dad, and you bringing up LeBron James. That's the sound of LeBron James. Okay? LeBron James runs right there. What are we going to do without him? What are we going to do? You and the Ike's are going to suffer. What's
yeah,
my
no, listen, listen. That, listen, you're talking about a nauseating year. When he does decide to hang him up, it's going to be a straight 82-game tour for an entire season.
You think he's going to request a retirement tour? You think he's going to have that? It's going to be honored in every city.
He deserves a retirement tour. He deserves one. He deserves one.
He's going to have a trumpet playing at every game. That's the way they got a trumpet out there, bumping our boy. So you're right about that. And secondly, what's the question of the day?
What's an everyday thing you hate doing there, BJ?
Hey, making up his bed.
Real quick. Thank you, Howard Roseman, for fixing everything. Howard Day, every day. Howard, for his reason. Free. He can have whatever he wants. Thank you, Howard. I appreciate you. Secondly, one thing I hate, I'm going to give you two things. One thing I hate is when you tell somebody something on the radio the last time you called because you only call 2 times a month or a year, and somebody's supposed to give you a phone number for a dog trainer, and they don't get the number to you. So I don't
I still ain't got you the dog trainer number, man.
He was just saying he was going to get it to you, too, before the
show.
Oh,
man, I totally forgot, man.
And I'm still over here struggling with this puppy. That's what I hate. So get yourself together. I get my number from Jack, and stop talking about the gracious king, LeBron James, the greatest that ever was. I talk to y'all.
All right, there he goes. Black Ray. Speaking of BG.
Yes.
BG Live on Monday. Colonial Theater has released a limited numbers of tickets. So if you missed your chance first time around, you can still get tickets. Go to 94WIP.com. And also, Monday, we will be doing the show live from the Great American Pub on Bridge Street in Phoenixville. Enjoy Miller Lite specials as we celebrate Brandon Graham all day long in WIP. Howie Roseman had some really... The story about him in Miami was great. And those guys, they for player and GM, about as aligned... Like, kind of how they were obviously kicked to the curb, I think, for a little bit there. And they end. Well, Howie's hopefully got another 15 years. But, you know, with BG ending, like they're now legends in this town.
Yeah.
And they were once cast off.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and that was Howie's first year taking over in that GM role, right? And drafting Brandon. in 2010. Yeah. And, you know, listening to him sort of go back and think about that journey and some of the ups and downs they sort of went through. Yeah, it really is amazing.
Yeah.
That Brandon was able to be around and play. And here's the thing. It's one thing to have you around as some sort of ceremonial figure and
like you're just asshole. Here.
Yeah. No. BG was out there. He was arguably our best edge rusher before he got injured.
Yep.
Right? Playing the run and the pass in his 15th year. He truly did get better as he got older. He got better.
Totally. And yeah. I mean, I remember you asked him about, was there ever a time where you thought he might leave? I mean, there was that Giants here where it looked like he might be heading up the turnpike.
Yeah.
I mean, and thankfully they were able, and even
the
after
Eagles, I don't know if the Eagles matched it or even surpassed whatever the Giants offered.
And I think there was maybe an idea of maybe he's heading into the Super Bowl year. Like, do they want to do this again? And they ended up, or maybe it's 2 years after the Super Bowl. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But there was another decision.
I think it was after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because one of those years, BG played on the final year of his deal.
Right. I remember that.
He played on the final year of his deal. And that was after the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I got to honor a legend. All right. So this Lakers stuff from last night. So they lose. Uh-huh. But before the game, I mean, what a meltdown from J.J. Redick. Listen to this from before the game yesterday.
As you watch the film, what do you recall about your thought process in the moment? Sticking with the five you stuck with in the fourth quarter the other day. And is there an assistant or someone maybe that you'll lean on tonight, maybe to try to get, you know, some other guys involved if that opportunity presents itself?
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced and that was an inexperienced decision that I made? You think I don't talk to my assistants about substitutions every single timeout?
No, I just think there's a lot of coaches lean on their assistants in those situations.
As do I, every single time. That's a weird assumption.
Then he stormed off.
Yeah.
It was just so aggressive.
Actually, I'm surprised we didn't see more of that this year from JJ. I think we only seen it maybe once or twice. I think he got a little testy earlier in the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things weren't going well. I'm not surprised that JJ probably had to work hard to not allow that to come out throughout the season.
Screams a holier-than-thou guy with some of his – I mean, that –
Well, he certainly is a I-know-it-all guy, yes.
That right there?
Yeah.
That's JJ Duke. You know, that's that's Duke JJ Redick. I know he became really likable, I think, mostly in his NBA career by the end.
Oh, you mean as a player out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't the same JJ at Duke in the NBA.
That was Duke JJ. JJ Redick at Duke. I know you had Leitner, and I.
I agree. Yeah, he's one of the most hated. Yeah, most hated.
He was the worst.
Yeah,
I mean, he was cocky. He's in your face. He was great.
JJ. Yeah, JJ. He's always been very confident.
Yeah, very confident.
Yeah.
So.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
With your boy.
LeBron, you want to get to that?
Nah, I'm just saying.
Oh, you think I'm ducking? You think I'm ducking?
Of course you are.
Oh, I would never deflect. All right, so LeBron, they lose last night. Of course, he's 2-12 in his last 14 playoff games. But Michael Jordan was 1-9 before Scottie Pippen showed up. So, you know, make sure we tell all the truth here. But age 40 LeBron had some really interesting comments post-game. Here's LeBron.
LeBron, basically from mid-January on, right when AD got injured, you guys started playing a lot of centerless basketball, and that required a lot from you and Doe and Rui and then Vando once he got back. Just from a physical, like, taxing standpoint, how tough was that for the last 3.5 months to play that style, and do you feel like that caught up at all in this series?
No comment. I never say that because my guy AD said what he needed, and then he was gone the following week. So I got no comment.
That funny.
I put that uniform on every night. I gave everything I had.
And, he does.
And that's all that matters.
He is tough, man.
Listen, and watching that video, that is a uncomfortable laugh. That's what that is. That's an uncomfortable laugh. Mm-hmm. I'm not even – I think the one thing that I would criticize LeBron for is staying too long. And here's why I say that. I don't know if he's staying for the right reasons. And it's a young person's league, and it almost seems as if you're insecure about this being the GOAT thing that you feel your longevity will cement that if you break enough records and your name is littered throughout the record books. Well, Wilt Chamberlain's name is littered throughout the record books. So was Kareem's. It didn't make them the greatest of all time. It didn't. So you're chasing a ghost that you're never going to catch. And I think what's going to happen with him, and I'm not even a LeBron fan, everybody knows that, but you stay too long, and then the people that were your fans, they're like, hey, still here? Like, it's another LeBron thing.
Yeah.
It's you know what I'm saying?
And like, and the losses are going
to – exactly right. The losses start to add up.
Because they're not that great. They're not that great. I know they got Luka, but whatever. And the thing about, my guy AD said we need help at the center.
Yeah.
You got Luka Doncic.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, bro.
What are we talking?
Come on, bro.
The pity party for you need a center?
Yeah.
Mark Williams was going to be the guy that was going to put your team.
Mike Williams.
Whatever.
Yeah. But still, though, but to your point, that's what I'm saying. And he's going to have to answer for not winning every year. So at some point, he's going to say, I don't need to answer for not winning. I'm LeBron James. Again, that rubs people the wrong way. So let us celebrate you on the way out. You're one of the greatest players ever. I got you in my top five.
That's very noble of you.
He's in my top five, man. He's
great.
In there. I didn't say where. He's in my top five. Likely in my top three.
Okay.
Likely in the top three.
And we need the Warriors to lose so we don't put Steph above him.
That's what you don't want to happen.
Can't happen.
If Steph wins a title, how can you say that LeBron's the greatest player of his era? How could you say that?
Wouldn't even be the best player from Akron. How about that? Is Steph Curry from Akron?
Yeah.
Really?
Born in the same hospital.
Yeah. There's something in that hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
That's just another Ohio kid.
Well, he's a Carolina kid.
Well, I know, but he was born in Ohio.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm gonna start saying you're from North
Carolina.
I'm
a Carolina kid.
You keep it up over there.
I don't get
there.
To claim Ohio. Yeah,
you keep it up over there. Man, yeah, it was, it's tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
I am a LeBron appreciator. Most part, I troll you too with LeBron. He's a tough one to defend.
Man, it's a lot, and I know you're tired of defending him.
Yeah, can't wait.
LeBron fans have to be tired of this.
I think LeBron fans are about as. I think they're just exhausted.
They're exhausted.
It's the Jimmy Butler meme, in the bubble.
He's hunched over. Yeah.
Yes, they have to be.
I don't want this anymore. Yeah. Look, Jordan's the best player ever. You want to knock yourself out?
Right,
with it.
And you're like. But LeBron's still my GOAT.
Sure.
Yeah, he's my favorite player.
Even though I think I like Steph Curry more, but like I don't think.
Oh, I think you're turning on LeBron.
Well, I don't think I don't think on the pantheon of basketball that Steph should be ahead of LeBron. But I like Steph more.
Right.
Like I like Steph the player more.
Yeah.
Now, because I watch his whole career. I mean, him and Davidson was.
Were you not born when LeBron was playing? You watched his whole career too.
I know, but I was in fourth grade when he debuted.
Oh, so you have to watch it from opening tip to the end?
Makes it more special. You weren't missing a lot in those really early years, frankly.
You weren't watching him versus the Kings to open up his career? Come on, man. I remember all the ESPN fanfare.
Yeah.
Steph was, I remember Durant was my first one, you know, Durant with the Texas team, love that Texas team.
Yeah, sure.
But then, I don't know, I just always, Curry and those Warriors teams in like 14, 15, 16, that was phenomenal. And NBA has never recovered since the 16 comeback against the Warriors. That was the last like great time for the NBA.
Yeah, that was. That LeBron Warriors little rivalry thing that was pretty good for 4 or 5 years.
Made Christmas basketball interesting again. Yeah. That hasn't been the case. Yeah. So whatever. Joe's in Yadin. What's happening, Joe?
Whatever.
Good afternoon, guys.
What's up, Joe?
Well, okay. Please take us in the right way. All right. LeBron James, Hall of Famer, great player. Not the greatest, but definitely in the top 10.
Wow, again, that's great. Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm showing my age now. I'm showing my age, mind you, okay? I've seen Chamberlain play. If he's playing today's game now, he would even be better than he was back then.
No.
But you need to see him, right?
No. Don't need to. Seen the tape.
You could hand check. You could back then, you could
He's not more talented than Embiid. He's not.
Oh, my God.
It's not even close. I mean, it's not even close. I don't know what to tell you. But
no offense.
Will versus Embiid.
You have your right to your opinion. I understand that.
Nah, Joe, don't. The dude is, Joe, how old are you, Joe?
I'm 68.
Yeah. You and I both have shirts older than Jack Fritz.
Don't get your blood pressure up.
We have shirts older than him. Yeah, the fact that he thinks that Embiid was more skilled than Wilt Chamberlain because he shoots jumpers, he's crazy. How about the fact that Wilt Chamberlain was in shape every year in every game?
Absolutely, yes. He was a trash star.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know, but some of those seem like tall tales. They do. I mean, every Wilt story seems like a tall tale. 20,000 women. How much time I got?
I'll say one thing. If you talk to Sonny Hill,
I know.
Ask him about Wilt Chamberlain. He'll give you all facts.
That's right.
Yeah. He averaged 46 minutes a game his career. 46 minutes a game.
I know.
46 minutes a game.
Yep.
For his career.
And he's playing against me. Congratulations.
No. Bob Lanier.
Oh, my
Jabbar,
God.
Jabbar. Yeah. Russell.
Bill Russell, thank you. That's great.
Nate Thurman. Come on, man.
I mean,
you know, today's game, it's an open, wide, three-point shot kind of game. And I used to love the NBA, but now you don't play defense until you play in the playoffs. I just miss the great players back in the day, where now it's all about flash. It's all about, you know, running and gunning. And I just, maybe until my age, where it used to be, you know, standard, you know, set your play up and do your thing. It's a different game now.
Bring back the post. What do you got in the Eagles draft, Joe?
Eagles draft, well, be honest with you, the Eagles draft, I love the draft, but regarding that, the Sanders situation, okay? Please, I'm not a hater. Deion Sanders, Hall of Famer, okay? His son, we don't know yet. But if he kept his mouth shut and not be arrogant, both of them not being arrogant, he would have been drafted somewhere along the line, if not the first round, the second round. But since he opened his mouth, and I was taught, I got four girls. I always taught my girls, do not speak unless you think things over thoroughly first. Understand? That's what he didn't do.
Yeah. Yeah. As and
all right, Joe,
appreciate the call, Joe. Actually, I've come around to blaming Deion more for this than Shador.
Could say it.
Yeah, I have. I love you, Prime. I love Prime. I do, man. He's one of my favorite players growing up and getting a chance to play against him. But you had to coach Shador through this process. And you coached him into being overly confident, borderline arrogant. See, people will go to the race part of it and the collusion part of it. I don't even got to deal with all that. Just think about this. You're an NFL owner, right? Because I can't just say GM or coach. This is an owner.
Yep.
An owner, when a quarterback is being drafted to be your franchise guy, the owner gets involved. Shador Sanders in college, did he wear a watch on the field?
I believe so.
He wore diamond watches on the field.
Mm-hmm.
When he would score a touchdown, he would hold his hand up with jewelry on, celebrating. I don't know. Does every owner want that?
Well, I think the one thing with Deion.
Think about this. Because when the head coach, who is his father, when you allow that stuff to happen, Like, you're basically enabling him to do this. You're not correcting him. You're not putting the structure and the boundaries around him to conduct himself like a professional quarterback to where he's appealing to these owners. See, Deion was reliving his life through Shador in the draft process. I think Shador got all the wrong advice. His approach to the interviewing process, Senior Bowl, all that stuff, individual workouts, the draft night, like all of that.
Well, like, and especially the advantage of having Deion as your dad is he played in the league for such a long time, and he knows it's a grown man league.
Yes.
And I don't think he was setting up for it being a grown man league.
To go lead him. You're supposed to be setting Shador up to lead a locker room full of grown men. Guys that are 10 years older than he is.
Mm-hmm. Well, and look at Jalen's dad. I mean, Jalen's dad's a coach too. And it seems like he was preparing him from day one for the spot that Jalen is currently in.
Now look at Jalen. Look at Jalen. Right? Mm-hmm. Jalen walks that fine line between giving you a little bit of flash, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gives you a little bit of style. Nothing wrong with it. But it's never overtly in your face and offensive.
Yep.
It looks classy. Looks good. You know what I'm saying? And like, it just doesn't look like you're more attracted to it versus you don't want to be around it. And that's what I kind of feel like. With Shador, a lot of that is how he made owners and coaches feel that I'm good. I don't need it.
That's why I wear t-shirts and shorts every day. Not flashy. All right. That's coming up next. We'll get back into all of the Phillies talk.
Is that why?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly it.
All with wrinkles.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Wrinkles come out. We got a little High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report along with more of your phone calls. It's Ike, Spike, and Fritz here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.